Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us at Community Built on Care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, if you ever want to know what it's like to be in show business, we have two ladies here who are in it full-time, up to their necks in it, out there in California. Katie and Callie Williams, they are twins, and they come from good old Rock Hill, South Carolina. And when I last saw them here, which was months and months and months ago, I said, how would you all like to be on the show and tell everybody what it's like to be in Hollywood? And they said, yeah, we'll do it. And so here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start with Katie. Tell us
everything. Hello, everyone. I am Katie, and I do live in Los Angeles. I am a cameraman out there.
That's it?
Oh, well.
Were you supposed to say?
I was going to pass the, you know.
Were you supposed to say?
I want to share the time,
of course. So honored to be the daughter of.
Oh, of the famous Chad Williams.
Yes.
And the other famous Melinda Williams.
Okay.
Yeah. Famous right. Family, actually. Do you want the grandparents, too?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, we also come from Chick and Linda Williams and Buddy and Margaret McCarter.
Okay. That's wonderful. All right.
I know.
So, Callie, can you top that?
Well, I guess not, because, but it does make it easy for me, because all those great people you heard, I get to know them, too, and get to be related to them, and what an honor it is, and basically all that stuff. And I also live in Los Angeles, but one thing different is that I am a production sound mixer instead of cameraman.
Ah, all yeah. right. So.
Yeah.
And cameraman is also a word, well, a different word that I use as a director of photography, but everyone more so knows what a cameraman is.
I'm surprised you use cameraman, not camera person or
right.
camera
I
operator
mean,
or
at
whatever.
At this point, it's like we're going to start trying to correct you, man. Like, come on, everybody's a cameraman. Everybody's whatever. It doesn't matter. Just call me.
All right. Now, you two are twins.
Yes.
Right?
And you can verify if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not a reliable source. That's the problem.
I
had him in front of the microphone many a time. And, you know, it was always questionable about what came out of his mouth. All right. So, your twin sisters, you graduated from Rock Hill High School or Northwestern High School?
The other one, South Point.
South Point.
You were going to get
there. South
yeah.
Point. Okay. And you graduated when?
2012.
Oh, my gosh. 2012.
I know. Long time.
Last, Lord have mercy. 8 whole years ago. Almost 8 years ago.
Right.
And then you went off to college. You went off to a film school, correct?
We did.
All right. How did that work out?
Great.
Great? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So once you got your degree from the film school, how did you, I mean, did you always just want to go to California? Did you say, if we're going to get into this, that's where we have to go? Was there some other place on the Eastern Seaboard we might want to go and do this? How did it come about?
I think it was just, you know, part of the dream to go to L.A., and that's kind of where everything is. And then once we got there, you know, it's where all the opportunities are, whether you're on the low end, the high end, and, you know, just got to start somewhere.
So you packed the car, and off you went.
Pretty yeah. much. I think we graduated, and 3 weeks later, we moved out to good old California.
3 weeks later, we moved out to good old California.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely driver take us there.
A lovely driver?
Yeah.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. He flew back, right?
But, yeah. You don't want to, the longer you wait, the more time that goes behind not working or whatever. So, graduated, moved right out.
So, did you have a job to go to out there, or you just say, I have arrived like Christopher Columbus did?
Oh, well, definitely not like that.
No.
We didn't try to claim one. Anyways.
Definitely didn't have a job to come to.
You did not have a job to go to. So you arrive in Los Angeles?
Yes.
All right. That's where you set up your shop in Los Angeles or somewhere else out there?
Yeah. I mean, we started off with some family out in Orange County.
So you had a place to go.
Yeah, which made
helped out tremendously.
Oh, for sure, because when you show up with nothing and start from nothing, to have something is
yeah,
obviously a big, important part.
And props to the people who don't have family and they just try to move out there and try to make it work. So
it's tough. There's many a heart that's broken by going out to California trying to get into the show business. True?
Yes. I mean, that's one thing we didn't have was connections in this here industry that's all about connections.
Yeah. All right. So how do we go about making connections?
Well, unfortunately, you got to do some work for free. You got to work well below your pay rate and meet the right person, which leads to maybe the next opportunity, the next job. Just try to find the good people out there.
All right.
I also think that this is a great, we live in 2019 or whatever, and social media is a big part of everything. So once you get on there, you post some stuff, you look like you know what you're doing, some other people will find that and they will, you know, help you out if you.
So what kinds of things that you put on social media? I mean, you knew nobody.
Yes.
But you're trying to get hooked up with somebody. So what did you all do? Produce a video with your iPhone or something and put it out there?
One of the steps was buying the right gear, and then you post that, and then people know what you're using and know what you're bringing.
Oh, all right. Well, let me step back. So if you're going to be a camera person,
yes,
you got to have your own gear?
No.
No.
My gosh, no. That's, I guess, part of the path that I took was to be like a cameraman, you mainly travel the ladder. So they have like a camera PA, they have an assistant camera person. And I was not good at the assistant job. So, okay, hello, I'm 20-year-old, whatever, cameraman, please hire me. I'll shoot your thing, make it look good. Great. Yeah, I really didn't have much to offer at that point. And so I took a step in buying one of the most known and well-respected cameras to kind of give my name something to offer, whether it was the camera or not, because if you get the call, your first call for the equipment, your second one won't be because of the equipment, because you can, by well, destroy a job and you'll never be called again. But if you do it right, your second call will be because of the work.
So you needed this camera.
But that's the path that I ended up taking.
All right. It was a helpful tool.
It was.
For you to have the camera.
I definitely credit whatever, wherever I am.
And you said, I'm available and I've got this particular type of camera. You need to bring me on to do this job.
Yes. If anything, I got this.
All right.
And it worked.
Okay, it worked. Yeah. How long did it take you between the time you put out your first social media post and the time somebody finally said, okay, I'm going to give you a try?
I wouldn't call it a social media post.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to know somebody?
I don't know how. I guess, yeah, I did advertise that I had the camera. And still did jobs for way lower than I should have.
Well, as you said, your first job was free, which reminded me how I got my first job in broadcast. It was free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some things never change.
Oh, yeah. They only get cheaper.
But, I mean, how long did it get? I want you to think back now. Just to get the free job, how long did it take somebody to say, okay, I'll let you do it for free? A month?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Because it might have went back and forth. Like, it would feel like a step back. Like, you got a paid job, and then you had to go back to a free job to make I don't know. Sometimes I still get asked for that, and I'm it's not worth it anymore.
Tell me about yours, Callie. How did you get hooked up?
Well, actually, sound was not what I originally wanted to do. Thought I wanted to be some kind of, like, Steven Spielberg, but that wasn't going anywhere. And, you know, even, like, the few attempts maybe I tried, realized I'm not really a good director, probably not going to be. So when we did volunteer on some projects, you know, the lowest you can be is a production assistant. But they also had the sound position available as well, so that's better. So started doing that, started learning on, like, lower-end equipment, and eventually got in. There are, like, good Facebook groups for, like, sound people in L.A., and learned about some of the good stuff and bought a good recorder, bought a good microphone, started learning how they work, and started getting into it. Like, forgot to mention that eventually sound did become my passion, even though it didn't start as that.
All right.
And, yeah, just by knowing all the right things.
And now the equipment that you bought several years ago is out of date?
It's not, actually. That's one good thing about it.
Good.
I believe next May it will be 5 years old and still, like, top of the line. That's kind of a good thing about it. I don't know. Does your stuff go out pretty fast, or
well,
do you guys update every year?
Or? Not every year. We update as we need to update.
Hmm.
So
I'd say you can get at least a good 10 years out.
10 years out of this thing.
The stuff that you buy for however many thousands. So.
Now, you're leading me to believe that there's no such thing as a full-time job in the work that you're doing. It's contract for such a period of time or per job. Is that true or false?
That's what we do, but there have people we know have full-time 9-to-5 jobs out there, I guess, that are still pertain to the industry.
One of the closest things to a full-time job is something like a TV show that's going to have a million seasons, you know?
Is that something, would you rather not have that kind of work and do what you're doing now? Just piece
I think I would rather have that kind of work as the person over the camera and over the look.
Right.
If you set, you know, you could spend all this time in pre-production setting a certain look, picking the right equipment, the right lens for a project that's going to be 3 days long, and then all of that's done and you're on to post. But if you're working on a feature or a long television show, you create that look for a longer period of time and you're set.
And I would definitely also add a, what was the question?
I was asking the question as to whether or not there's such a thing as full-time work.
Yes, you asked if we would. I would definitely like to do at least one TV show or feature film, but also one of the best, not the best part, but kind of one of the best parts about what we do and how it's not a 9-to-5 is having the time off and the freedom to go out and do other things like travel here for the holidays or travel the world, you know, not miss out on some of the other good stuff of life.
So do you guys kind of sell yourself as a package? I'm the camera person, I'm the sound person?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, if it worked, I'm sure we would have, but...
You haven't done that? Well,
we don't do that. I mean, occasionally I'll get a job offer and then be like, oh, by the way, is your twin available to do sound?
And you say?
Yeah, well, I check. And see, yeah.
So do you rate her as a good sound person?
I do. Probably my first choice.
First choice.
Yeah. So she's, if anyone out there needs a good sound person.
She okay with the camera?
Totally my first choice, but it would probably happen, but very unlikely that they hire. Let's hire, you know, the person, the sound mixer. Let's see if they know someone that can be over the camera.
Yeah, they usually
sounds
hire
like a good chance.
So tell me, what do you like about the film industry, and what is it that you found out since you've been there that you don't really like?
I like that every day's different.
Yep.
Every job's different. You can't really get tired of it, because even if you don't like a job, there isn't an insight.
And also would add that, you know, I like that this was the one thing that we kind of always enjoyed doing, and just being able to make a living off of it has been pretty nice.
And at what point do you think you got to where you could actually say we are making a living? We're able to pay our bills and get out on our own and do our thing. Did that take a couple of years?
Definitely at least a year, because, at least.
Yeah, it took us a year to maybe get our own place, and even then, wasn't.
So we were talking before we went on the air about how expensive it is to live on the left coast. Like, if you're going to buy a house, you better be looking at $1 million, or you're not going to get, at least.
A dump, yeah.
So when you got your own place, I assume that you didn't buy a house. You didn't have $1 million lying around to buy a house.
No. Unless we...
But you found a reasonable place to rent, which I thought was pretty interesting.
For sure. Maybe one day our dad will buy us a house, though.
But I hope not. I don't want to be one of those kids that just get everything.
Oh, look at that, Dad. They got you twisted around your finger. Yeah, I got you. Okay. So you've got a place to live. You live where? Burbank?
Burbank.
And is that kind of the central core of where all this stuff happens?
No, it's more on the northeast, I suppose.
There's definitely two or three studios over there, so maybe one day it will be just a job down the street.
So when you go to work, you're driving down to Los Angeles? No.
Wherever.
Wherever. It could be anywhere.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
You look on the call sheet, which will tell you your location, and sometimes you get a rude surprise if it's on the west side. And, well,
if it's on in Santa Monica and we're in Burbank and the call time is 8, you better leave at 6 or you're going to be late.
Yeah, I bet you the traffic is... I remember when last time I was in San Francisco, which was eons ago, they used to have a radio station out there that was, call letters were KHR, car radio. And all they did was traffic reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nothing but traffic reports. It was unbelievable out there.
Well, sounds like a good industry.
Okay. So now you're both, you all have enough work to do? I mean, you've got people who want your services. It's not as tough as it was when you first started.
I guess not, but some months are rather, I don't know how to describe it. You're just waiting.
Slim.
I would say built up some good usuals, and luckily, you know, at least if no one calls, they're probably going to call. So,
is there a stronger season for this or not? In other words, do they do more production in the spring than they do in the summer or the fall or winter?
I'd say it's a little unpredictable every month.
Yeah,
every year's different.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us as well, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, ladies from the left coast, let me tell you how this works. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. It's done a magical way that's in these white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice,
slice, slice.
Garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards and you can exchange your CU rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is opening soon in Fort Mill. This is Michelle Walk, Emergency Department Director at Piedmont Medical Center. This January, Piedmont Medical Center will open the area's first standalone emergency room. Open 24/7, 365, the Gold Hill ED location will offer the same services as a hospital-based emergency room. There are 12 treatment spaces where our team of emergency medical professionals will be ready to treat any medical condition or injury you or your family need when it matters most. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
Here's an idea from Substation 2 for your next business meeting.
Box lunches are perfect for your corporate outings. We include a 6-inch sandwich we put in a side. You get chips, potato salad, macaroni salad. We throw in a cookie. You get some tea or lemonade with that. It's basically a complete meal in a box.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Katie and Callie Williams are with us today. They are twin sisters from Rock Hill who now live out in Burbank, California, in the film business. One's in the, it's a cameraman. I don't know why they don't use camera person, but she said, hey, get over it. It's cameraman. Okay. Cameraman. I got that. And the other is a sound man or sound person?
A sound mixer.
Sound mixer. Okay.
You can be either or. You know?
You could be either or.
If you want to go with cinematographer to feel less.
Okay. As you pointed out, there's full-time opportunities or there's piecemeal contract jobs to do, and you prefer to do the contract stuff because it gives you more freedom,
no,
flexibility?
No, I think I'd rather have something more long-term.
Long-term. So what does it take to get hooked up with one of these major series that's on television or, I guess that's what we're talking about.
Oh. The first step to that is getting into the union, which is a goal for 2020, hopefully.
What does it take to get in the union? What's the big deal? Pay your dues and get in.
Paperwork. I wish it was just pay the dues and get in.
Oh, yeah?
You got to verify that you did work the days. You know, they don't just want anyone coming in saying, hey, I'll pay, I'll get in. You know, you got to verify that you did, and what they count and what they don't count, that's where it's a little tricky. So, yeah, you got to do work to get the work, which is a...
Do you think you all have enough to get into the union now?
It's a little fine line because there's certain things that the jobs have to require in order to count.
Right.
Because you have to have 100 days.
100 days of work.
For sure have 100 days, but I would say a lot of the work that I do goes to, like, web stuff. And for some reason, that doesn't count. So need to, you know, find a way to either help that to count or just get over it and somehow wait and get in.
Now, when you say web stuff, you're hired to produce things for that the companies are going to use for their websites?
To do sound stuff for them. So it's like some people, if they have a YouTube channel and they're hiring, like, other people so they have good sound or good video,
right.
That's the type of stuff.
That's the type of stuff, okay.
Yes, and, you know, everybody watches stuff on web, so now I think my biggest reason for the days are hard to count is that a lot of the jobs don't pay with, like, a payroll company, and those are, like, easy to get your days because they're legit, but if you don't, you have to have, like, a letter from a producer or something, and getting that is sometimes... But contradicting to that, all those web shows go through payroll, so it's not, a golden ticket.
So when you're hired for a job, whatever that job is, they say, okay, this job pays $1,000 for this gig, or you pay by the hour, or you pay by the day? How does it work?
Mostly by the day.
By the
day. And then if you get overtime, that starts going by the hour.
Okay.
If you're lucky, which is nice. And, yeah. Luckily, they also pay for the gear usually, too. So.
All right. Is it a dog-eat-dog world out there?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it's pretty awful. Less in the sound world, I'd say. Luckily, it's a community that likes to help each other, I think.
All right. So talk to me about the personalities that you deal with. The people who are the, I don't know, the lead actors or whatever in these.
Oh, they're normally not that bad. It's my people are people who think they have this great career and then they don't. Like, they seem to have the biggest ego, I guess.
We're talking about the directors or the producers or
yeah,
what?
More so of wannabes, I guess.
And you?
Being sound, you know, we also have to mic people, and I find that, you know, the more professional and established the actor is, they're more comfortable, you know, they're like, I signed up for this, this is what we do. Some of the other people will be like, why am I being mic'd when there's, like, a boom mic up there? Which is good reasoning, but, you know, just in this world, everybody wants a backup, which I'm always a fan of as well, but, you know, mostly people are good.
So how are you adapting to California? I mean, you've been out there now for 6 or 7 years, or maybe 8 years. Is that where you want to kind of hang out for as long as you can, or would you like to do the same thing in another part of the country? Because I know they're doing a lot of filming in other parts of the world besides just California.
Yeah, here Atlanta's pretty nice, but I think California is definitely the place to be and probably going to stay there for a while. I find it more of a home, like just definitely feel like belong there for some reason. It's just where all the creative, crazy people are.
Well, it's a beautiful state. I mean, your weather is very temperate.
Sometimes, yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have.
Did you come out and visit?
No.
Well, are you going to come out and visit?
Would you like me to? I'll come out and do an interview out there. I might do that one day. I just might get on the car and just come on out there. You know, I got a better deal. I'm going to drive to Burbank.
Pack the radio stuff up and come on out.
No, I tell you what, if I come out there, can I shadow you and see what you're doing?
Yeah, if there's a job
that allows that. That would be lovely. Yeah.
I'm going to tell people this is a live person and I'd like to learn more about recording on the spot.
This is a broadcaster who really wants to know what you guys do out here.
Right. Yeah. Come and see.
So I know there are lots of, as we mentioned earlier, broken hearts or casualties along the roadside out there. People who went to California to get into the film business, whether they're going to be an actor or whether they're going to do what you all do, camera and sound.
Yes.
And so what would you tell somebody who's listening to this show, who has those kinds of aspirations, what they should be prepared for?
I think they should be prepared to not go out there and, you know, opportunity just falls into place, to have a slight plan of what you're going to do.
And, yeah, if you just, some of those people, they give up too fast, so definitely don't give up too fast. And if you don't, one day something good's got to happen, right?
Well, I think in so many words you're saying you need to have a good, strong support system, somebody who, if you're going out there as a novice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's hard to say because not everyone does.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that you can't make it out there, you know? Even if you got to be your own support system, there's ways to do that.
Right.
You can always work at Walmart, support yourself there. But don't, you know, never lose sight of the bigger picture.
Don't get comfortable at Walmart, you know, remember what you came there for.
That's exactly right. Well, I think that's very good advice. I got to ask you, do you get involved at all with all of the politics of the nation that are going on today that are just crazy? I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, it's just nuts. Do you all get caught up in that in the film industry?
You mean like vote for Bernie or what are we talking about?
I don't mean by vote for Bernie.
You mean like did we not get hired because we voted for the wrong person?
No, well, I mean, I hope nobody knows that. I guess what I'm talking about is we hear so much out here on the East Coast about how issues are treated so much differently in California than they are, let's say, in South Carolina. You know, we talk a lot about how liberal politics are out there and how things are allowed to go to the extreme, like the homeless situation out there, which is really, really...
terrible, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. You see this quite regularly?
Luckily not in Burbank.
Not in Burbank.
Well, I mean, that goes to say, I mean, there's more people out there. There's also more homeless people out there.
Right.
So, vote for Bernie.
Mostly it's a good state where you can be who you want to be, and everybody just accepts everyone for who they are. They're not trying to say you should be this way or you shouldn't be, and that's a good thing about it.
What's the price of gasoline like out there?
I think it was like close to $4 when leaving.
$4.
Yeah.
Were you shocked to come back home and see it at $2?
No, that's just expected. But it was still surprising, like, wow, that's cheap.
Are groceries more expensive out there?
I think so.
If you buy a gallon of milk? A loaf of bread?
Even Starbucks is more out there, and Subway's more out there. But I went to New York, and Starbucks was more than California, so what are we going to complain about?
Well, good luck to you. You guys have done well. You've been through what I would affectionately call the Valley of the Shadow of Death, and you're now on the upside of it.
Oh, well, that's good to know, because sometimes...
And the other thing, I want you to very quickly tell people about all these videos that you've put together. Do you have a website that people can go to see your work? Come on now.
Okay, well, we have a YouTube site where we make fun videos, which is actually where we started this whole thing out, just making videos of the two of us. So we continue that just to remember life's good and all that. So it's www.youtube.com/KAITYANDKALLY.
I'll go back and listen to that. That's too much of an address.
Okay, gotcha. No one knows how to spell her name, so you got to spell it out.
All right, ladies, thank you very much. Katie and Callie, congratulations on getting there and doing it.
Great.
I expect to see your names in big credits somewhere on one big film one day, all right?
Great.
That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, now, ladies, you figured out how this works. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Don't be shy. Okay. We want you to really belt it out now at the count of three. One, two, three. Here we go.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Well done. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio after Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.